When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Demon of Brownsville Road, a house bleeding evil. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place of suburban comfort and familiar routines. We are heading to South Park, Pennsylvania, a quiet community near Pittsburgh, where in 1988, a family's ordinary life was violently shattered by an invisible entity, transforming their home into a battleground against a malevolence so profound, so utterly horrifying, that it would leave behind indelible marks, not just on their sanity, but on the very walls and mirrors of their house. This is the chilling, true account of the Demon of Brownsville Road. Our story centers on the Becker family, Bob and Joyce, and their children, including their youngest son, Bobby. They were a well-established, respected family in South Park. Bob Becker himself was a prominent figure, a former Allegheny County Commissioner, a man of logical thought and public service, whose credibility would later lend a chilling weight to the incredible claims made by his family. Their home on Brownsville Road was a seemingly unremarkable, comfortable house, a sanctuary where a family should feel safe. They were utterly unprepared for the ancient evil that allegedly lurked within its foundations, an evil they would come to believe was tied to a dark, past tragedy. Local lore whispered of a woman who had been murdered on the property in the 1920s or 1930s, a forgotten act of violence that some believed had left a permanent stain, a festering wound that drew something unspeakable. The haunting began subtly, as these things often do, in the mid-1980s. The family would notice inexplicable noises, faint thuds, distant whispers, the sounds of unseen footsteps on the stairs or in empty rooms. Objects would occasionally shift from their places or mysteriously vanish, only to reappear later in odd locations. The air would sometimes grow cold, a sudden, localized chill that raised goosebumps. The family, initially, dismissed these as normal occurrences in an older house, perhaps the imagination playing tricks, or the simple settling of the structure. But the phenomena rapidly escalated, growing bolder, more frequent, and unmistakably malevolent. The entity's presence became undeniable, its intentions clear. The poltergeist activity intensified dramatically. Objects throughout the house, from kitchen utensils to family photographs, would be violently hurled, smashing against walls or tumbling from shelves with destructive force. Doors would slam shut with immense power, seemingly locked from within, trapping family members in rooms. The pervasive, sickening odor of foul smells would suddenly appear, sometimes like sulfur, sometimes like decaying meat, or a putrid, unidentifiable stench, clinging to the air before dissipating inexplicably. The entity seemed to delight in tormenting the children, particularly young Bobby. He began to suffer from unexplained frights, nightmares, and a profound sense of terror. Most horrifyingly, inexplicable scratches would appear on the children's bodies, particularly on Bobby. These were not self-inflicted wounds, nor could they be explained by accidental contact. They were distinct, red welts, appearing spontaneously, often while the children slept or were otherwise unwatched. Undeniable physical manifestations of an unseen attacker. The parents, distraught and terrified, felt utterly helpless against an enemy that could not be seen, yet left such brutal marks. Then came the truly unique and profoundly disturbing manifestations, acts of desecration that marked the entity as something beyond a mere poltergeist. Religious objects, a source of comfort and protection in their Catholic home, became targets. Crucifixes would spontaneously fall from walls, sometimes crashing violently to the floor. Prayer beads would inexplicably snap. Holy water would disappear from its containers. These acts of anti-religious defiance confirmed the Becker family's growing conviction that they were not dealing with a simple ghost, but a powerful, ancient, and deeply demonic presence. But the most iconic and viscerally chilling phenomenon to plague the Becker home was the appearance of bleeding mirrors. Without warning or apparent cause, a dark, thick, viscous liquid resembling dried blood would begin to ooze from the surface of mirrors throughout the house. Not just a drop, but a significant amount, staining the glass and dripping down the frames. It was an impossible, grotesque sight, a perversion of reflection, suggesting that the very fabric of their reality was being tainted by something profoundly evil. This bleeding occurred repeatedly, often in front of multiple witnesses, leaving no room for doubt about its reality, but no explanation for its source. The Becker family, their lives consumed by terror and exhaustion, made desperate attempts to rid themselves of the entity. They consulted with local clergy, seeking blessings and prayers. But these initial efforts seemed to offer little more than temporary respites, or at times, to only further enrage the malevolent force. The entity seemed to thrive on their fear, its manifestations growing more intense with each attempt to banish it. They lived in a constant state of siege, their home no longer a sanctuary, but a terrifying battleground. Bob Becker, a man of empirical thought and public standing, found his skepticism utterly shattered by the undeniable reality of the haunting. He became meticulously dedicated to documenting their ordeal, taking notes, photographs, and witness statements. His background as a former county commissioner, a man accustomed to evidence and official procedure, lent significant weight to their claims. This personal commitment eventually led him to author a chilling book, The Demon of Brownsville Road, a true story of the most terrifying haunting in America, which meticulously detailed their horrifying experiences, sharing their impossible ordeal with the world. The enduring legacy of the Demon of Brownsville Road case continues to be one of the most compelling and terrifying accounts of alleged demonic infestation. It garnered significant media attention, drawing both believers and skeptics into a heated debate. For believers, it stands as powerful evidence of a truly malevolent, non-human entity, capable of extreme physical violence and profound spiritual desecration. For skeptics, the explanations range from elaborate hoaxes to severe psychological distress, perhaps influenced by prior knowledge of the property's alleged dark history. However, the consistent testimony of multiple witnesses and the unique, shocking physical manifestations like the bleeding mirrors continue to defy easy rationalization. What truly haunted the Becker family in their home on Brownsville Road, dear listeners? Was it the tormented spirit of a past victim, or something far more ancient and profoundly evil, drawn to a place stained by murder? The chilling act of mirrors bleeding, the physical attacks on innocent children, and the systematic toppling of sacred symbols paint a horrifying picture of a demon that sought not just to frighten, but to utterly destroy. The legacy of the Demon of Brownsville Road serves as a stark reminder that some evils are not content to merely whisper. They rage, they destroy, they defile, and they may even cause the very reflections of our world to bleed in terror, leaving a horrifying, indelible mark on those who dare to call such a place home. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.